We perform security, patrols, and police services within a designated jurisdiction that encompasses FBI headquarters and the Washington field office. You know, and as such, being on the mountain bike, it allows direct interaction with bureau employees that might be walking, you know, out on the sidewalks in the streets, and the general public. You know, and this allows us to interact with them in a way that isn't presented with the, you know, traditional patrols and police cruisers.
And so when you say mountain bike, that means that's the equipment you're using, but you're not in the mountains with it.
No, it's a mountain bike, and the bike is built to, you know, sustain the rigors of police work, such as, you know, patrolling downstairs, and, you know, if we're, you know, having to respond, you know, back to the building for any, you know, situation, it will take the abuse.
What are some of the requirements to becoming a bicycle cop, essentially, for the FBI that maybe you might not have to meet if you were a regular FBI police officer?
Well, currently the Bureau, with the FBI police, we use IPMBA, the International Mountain Bike Police Association. And with that, you officers that want to be on the bike team have to undergo a successfully pass a 40-hour police mountain bike course. And with that, you have to be obviously physically fit. There's cone courses. There's a distance ride of about 26 miles you have to do within a, you know, a pre-described time limit. And obviously, you have to be able to carry yourself well, because if you're responding on the mountain bike, you know, your body's doing all the work. So you mm-hmm. want to be able to, when you arrive on scene, to be able to handle the situation.
And when you do arrive on bike, do you have a full complement of items that police normally have on their belts? Radios, firearms, and that kind of stuff. Handcuffs.
Definitely. We carry our full duty belt, and you know, we wear body armor, and we're it's a full duty uniform.
What attracted you to this part of the FBI?
I'm an outdoors guy, and I really like being outside and riding the mountain bike. You know, this is an opportunity for me to get outside, and you know, I can still serve the Bureau in a fascinating and exciting way. And, you know, just the general freedom of being outside on the bicycle, it really appeased to me.
And give us an example of the type of situation you might be called on to patrol. In other words, you wouldn't show up to, you know, where a car would show up to an investigation and taking questions. It sounds like it's a more possibly a riot situation or something like that.
Well, one situation, we've got the, you know, brand new visitor center out front, and we have people coming in and out, and you know, we may have a disgruntled person that, you know, has expressed some concern about the Bureau, and, you know, and we get into a situation where we need to remove that person. So they will dispatch the bike officers, and, you know, we will address that situation.
So do you find that people also respond to you differently because you're not necessarily in a great big sedan or in a regular marked car, but you're on a bike? And so would people respond to you differently? Maybe the average person on the street might not see you as intimidating, or might see you as more friendly and more approachable.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, just riding the bike down the street, and you're pretty much side to side with the people on the street, and they will ask you questions. They'll ask about the bike. They'll ask about the uniforms. They'll ask about, you know, the police force in general. And I think it makes them a little bit more comfortable. So, and I definitely find that in my personal experience, it does. And, you know, I like interacting with people, and I like dealing with people. So, you know, it really personalizes the job, and it kind of, you know, tones down the police aura, I'll say. You know, most people associate police when they show up, they're there to do something. But, you know, when you're riding on the bike, you know, it definitely puts it in perspective.
And tell us a little bit about the bicycle itself. Is it something that a consumer could buy if they wanted a really rugged bike?
Well, we've got two types of mountain bikes here at headquarters. We've got the Specialized Epic, it's a standard mountain bike. And we've got our specific mountain bike, which is a Trek bike, and only police officers can purchase that.
Oh, I've seen those. Yeah, they're black.
They are. Yeah, we've got the black ones. They offer it in white as well.
Many people might not even realize that the FBI has a bike patrol. When you tell them, what's the response you normally get?
Well, it's, you know, at first they look at it and they say, well, hey, you know, how do I get involved with that? And, you know, the similar questions you asked me, you know, what were your aspirations? What exactly do you do? And it does catch people off guard, because as we're riding down the street, you know, we've got our, you know, on our uniform that clearly says, you know, FBI police, and people, you know, they do take that second look and they do ask those questions. So,
and are you capable of changing your own tire out in the field if you need to?
Oh, of course. Yeah, that is part of their required training.
Okay, and what about harsh weather? What happens when it's snowing or raining? Just cold?
Well, we've got some diehard riders, and they will ride in those conditions. Me personally, I don't. But we do have some riders that are out there, and our gear will sustain the weather.
How many people are assigned to that part of the FBI?
We've got a few. It's specific numbers I can't get into, but we've got adequate support.
And do you take the bike home at night on a bike rack on the back of your personal car?
I do not, no. I keep it here at the at headquarters.
But you have your own that's assigned to you, because a bike becomes kind of a personalized item after a while.
It really does. You know, you have the handlebar adjustments, the seat adjustments, and it does become – a bike is a real personal tool.
What is the neatest thing or the most interesting thing you've ever experienced because of this unique position that you hold with the FBI?
Well, just the general, you know, atmosphere and aura of dealing with the people. It puts you out there, and like I said, you're riding alongside, you know, the people, and, you know, they turn and they talk to you, and they have a conversation with you. And, you know, for that split second, you kind of feel as though, you know, hey, you know this person. And it's just the general police, you know, community policing. It definitely embodies it, and it brings it home.